One of the great mysteries of the universe is dark matter. All we know is that some kind of mirror universe exists that only interacts with what we see through gravity. We also know that this mirror universe consists of most of the matter in the universe, and that's precisely it. One of the most common comments I get when mentioning dark matter is a certain well-founded skepticism and questions about how perhaps gravity in the universe doesn't work on large scales like we think it does. All fair game points, well represented in the scientific community. The fact is, we have no idea what dark matter is. The indications of its existence, the evidence, is actually more extensive than I think is well known. The story begins with galaxies. We look at and see all the beautiful spirals and other shapes, and they simply should not be. They should be flying apart, and the visible matter we see within them just isn't enough to create all that gravity. The physics of this is very basic. You fling something around fast enough, it's going to want to fly apart. The galaxies should not be holding together. They are relatively delicate in this regard. Yet, they are holding together. But it isn't just seen with individual galaxies. The behavior of large-scale structures and galaxy clusters in the universe are also showing effects from this, as are the motions of individual stars and gas clouds inside galaxies. Things that are on a much lesser scale than what should be if we misunderstood gravity at large scales. Evidence is seen in gravitational lensing, and even the cosmic microwave background radiation, which shows the hand of dark matter preserved as a fossil from the very earliest days of the universe. But there is another line of evidence. One of the reasons a large part of the scientific community suspects dark matter is an unknown particle in nature is because we already know of one of these. In a sense, we've already detected a type of particle that could be characterized as, or perhaps more accurately say, is related to dark matter. It's the neutrino, and while we can detect them, they're very hard to see because they are non-interactive. They're ghosts, essentially. Neutrinos pass through walls. They can pass through the entire Earth unaffected, and go back on their way propagating through space. They have mass, and they interact with gravity, but that's it. Beyond that, it's the luck of the draw whenever one happens to hit an atomic nucleus directly inside of a detector. Other than that, they pass on through, largely because these particles are subatomic. They are unbelievably small occurrences, to which the atom itself is unbelievably large compared to the actual particles they contain. It's mostly open space inside the atom. So the reasoning is, perhaps dark matter is some kind of particle like a neutrino that we simply don't know how to look for yet. Even neutrinos were hard to look for. Early instrumentations couldn't even detect two entire types of them. It's that non-interactivity that presents the problem, and thus the idea that dark matter could be weakly interacting massive particles, or WIMPs, is on the table because we know such particles exist. And we also know that we do not yet know about all types of particles present in the universe. So it should not be that surprising if there is another out there that we've simply missed. But assumptions have to be made, but they're really good assumptions. One of them is that general relativity is valid. This is a can of worms. So general relativity is an unbelievably successful theory in that it was testable, made all sorts of predictions, and every time scientists look for evidence of those predictions, they find it. But we also know that some aspect of it is at least broken, because it just goes to complete nonsensical answers under certain conditions, such as the singularity of a black hole, or below the scale of the atom, where we have a completely different, well-proven theory, quantum mechanics, that is every bit, if not more, solid than general relativity. Yet the two theories do not quite come into full agreement. A good way to think about how this works is the science of Isaac Newton. His physics was good enough for almost two centuries, perfectly explaining motion, and remains good enough that we still use it in everything from going to the moon to designing cars. It's still the most successful applied physics we have, but it came with discrepancies. And even Newton himself had unanswered questions. He lays out how gravity works, but admits openly in the Principia Mathematica that he didn't know what gravity is, and said, "I feign no hypothesis." Well, we still have that problem, but the discrepancies of Newton led scientists continuing to ask questions, and they still do ask questions about Newton. Mond, or modified Newtonian dynamics, is an important question in cosmology, and goes straight back to these questions. But one major revision came from general and special relativity, which addresses the issues of Newton, but comes with discrepancies of their own. So it's like a puzzle. The scientists come up with a description of how things work, everything proceeds, and then discrepancies are found. The old theory isn't discarded, it's just found to be incomplete. It's like a jigsaw puzzle where you have pieces, and you can find links, but you also know that you're missing some very possibly large fraction of the puzzle pieces. You know the picture is incomplete, but you don't know where on the floor the missing pieces might be hiding, because you're assembling the puzzle on a table with a single, tiny, dim light overhead. The floor is in blackness, and you have not yet devised the flashlight you need to see it, because not only do you have to build that from scratch using the puzzle pieces as a guide, the picture is of course that of a supercollider. That much you know, but you still have to figure out how to make batteries out of the table. Messy to say the least, but at least you know it's a puzzle that can be solved in principle if you find all the pieces and link them all together. And maybe there are some very interesting things hidden in those missing puzzle pieces that will change physics forever, and opened up new avenues on just how we can use the new findings in our technology. That happened with quantum theory. The very device you are using to watch this video is running on quantum effects that Newton had no idea even existed, and he lived not so long ago indeed. Yet transistors and LEDs both make use of quantum effects. People sometimes criticize all the money that's spent on quantum mechanics experiments, which are expensive and intense. But the fact is, all internet commerce, content, idea exchange, communication, all the economic growth and the advantage of it, the largest companies on earth are internet companies today that didn't exist before the 90s when I was already an adult, would not be here without quantum mechanics and the discoveries and developments that came with it. But with dark matter, all we really know about it is the evidence of its effects and not its actual nature. We have some hypotheses, but I suspect Newton might have feigned no hypothesis, because while the particle nature seems to be the best bet, it could still end up being completely wrong. We may never see a corresponding particle, and instead the nature of it may either elude us or be found in a totally different area, and that may actually happen sooner rather than later. And it could end up very strange indeed. See, a free particle like a neutrino that interacts with gravity is one option. But it's not really how our flavor of the universe likes to operate, with its atoms and baryonic matter, and predictable gravity and, well, life. It would be nice if the solution to dark matter were simple, but it could be messy, in that you could also just as easily have things like dark atoms, dark electrons, dark protons, which would mean dark matter emitting photons. And the dark matter world could be every bit as full of physical diversity as the baryonic visible world is. In a paper by Isabella Armstrong and colleagues, link in the description below, they explore this idea with dark stars that fuse dark hydrogen into dark helium in a way that's entirely non-interactive other than the gravity that they produce. I'll take it a step further. I did this long ago in my first book, The Salvagers, and speculated that this could also mean dark planets and even dark life hovering in the same physical space as their visible counterparts. This was definitely just speculative hard science fiction on my part. We have no evidence or indicator of any of that, but as often happens, there might have ended up being a kernel of something there. The idea of dark stars would be pie in the sky, except the researchers have come up with a way to test the hypothesis. The idea is that dark stars might be detectable if they have clumps of normal matter contained within them. Dark matter has gravity, so as the mirror stars navigate their galaxy, they might attract a lot of gas that should heat and emit detectable light. The researchers note that this might look a lot like a normal white dwarf, except it should have an unusually large X-ray flux. This can be looked for. But there's a potential issue. It's been countered that if dark mirror stars exist, they might not still be around, because they should have had far shorter lifespans than normal stars. But again, that assumes certain things about dark matter and its rules that we do not yet have a handle on. But what's extraordinary here is that the hypothesis, with all of its mind-blowing implications, can be straightforwardly tested by looking for it with instrumentation that's soon to see first light, such as the Vera Rubin Observatory later this year. They will be able to search the datasets from that telescope for this signature, which it will begin to take just a year from now in 2025. And there actually is a second potential test here. Dark mirror stars might also mess with normal light passing through them. very small, distinctive gravitational lens effects of sorts, which Vera Rubin may also be able to see. See both of those signatures at once in an object, and there is dark matter showing itself finally, and opening up a whole new world of physics, and somewhat spooky possibilities indeed. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently envisioning the dark matter mirror universe as being a lot like ours, with dark jellyfish, mirror donuts, mirror office Zoom meetings, mirror Gordon Lightfoot songs, mirror crocodiles, mirror JMG speculating about the normal matter aliens. This is quickly getting unsavory, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.